بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. القرآن الشريف says والوزن يومئذ الحق. Wherever there is the mention of deeds, then there is the mention of mizan as well. فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَئِذٍ الْحَقِّ فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ. So wherever there is the mention of deeds, then there is a mention of mizan. And mizan is the balance scale. So it could be that in order to get the balance right, Allah Ta'ala could have accounted, right? So many namazes, so many rozas, etc. But that was not the way to get the accounting right, to get the numbers right, or to get the balance sheet right. Allah Ta'ala did not use that method. And the method that was prescribed, used by Allah Ta'ala, was the method of the scaling, balancing. Whereas all these methods can be used, any method can be used by Allah Ta'ala. He could have used an accounting method, so many namaz, so many roza. But Allah Ta'ala uses the balance and the scale to see our deeds. The only reason that comes to mind is the balance becomes weightier or lighter in proportion to ikhlas. I say I got two namazes, three namazes. So if the merit was on the number, then you could not measure the quantity, or you could not measure the degree of sincerity. The degree of sincerity, the degree of ikhlas could not have been measured. So Allah does not use that method. He used the method of scaling. And in the method of scaling, the degree of sincerity can be seen. This is the degree of sincerity in his deed. This is the degree of sincerity in his deed. And the sincerity increases in accordance to the consciousness and awareness of Allah Ta'ala. We engage in zikr now, then after asr, after zuhr, all on account of getting this sincerity. So when we sit down to make the zikr, then that must be the niyat as well. Allah Ta'ala grant us that sincerity. Grant us your love. Let our hearts be pulsating with your love, with your muhabbat and sincerity. So this is the thing that is really appreciated and valued by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا. That wealth and all that is not seen by Allah ta'ala. It doesn't reach Allah ta'ala. What reaches Allah ta'ala? يَنَالُ التَّقْوَى. That inner condition of the heart. And that inner condition of the heart, we term it as sincerity, taqwa, etc. So this is what comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-Mu'adh bin Gungay rahmatullahi's son, initially he was not on the track. He was more into weights, bodybuilding, strengthening his body, etc. That left him for some time, prime of his youth. And one day he spoke to him. ये अपने जिस्म को कहाँ तक बढ़ाते चले जाओगे? Until which point will you try and improve your body? You'll better your body, you'll improve your body. To what point? To what extent? The end of this body is the ants and the worms of the grave. That's the end of it. And the goodness of the body after death is perhaps for 2 days or 3 days. That's all. All the mehnat that you made to beautify the body, once you are dead, the goodness will remain maybe a day or 2 days. After that, you'll find pus coming out, matter coming out, worms, eyes being gouged out. You get a shiver up your spine when you see the body after a day or 2 days. So he says, what is the good? Is jism ko, is jism ko ki is tarah se parvarish karne se kya fayda? What is the need? What is the good? Kabar ke kire ka ye chara ban jayega. It will be the food, the fodder of the worms of the grave. And then he tells him, kuch kaam ki baat karo. Do something that is worthwhile. And now that word of Maulana Ganguly Rahmatullah struck his child. And then he excelled many of the awliya of the time. One word. But he took his father's word seriously. And on account of him taking the father's word seriously, now he excelled. So just beautifying the body, making it healthier, making it look more appealing. Kya fayda? For a few moments, for a few months, one, two people will praise you, know, mashallah, how good you're looking, etc., whatever it is. Aur uske baad kya? After that, what? After that, what? It doesn't have any value. Absolutely no value. Allah Pak made it very clear. لَنْ يَنْزُرَ إِلَى سُوَرِكُمْ وَأَجْسَامِكُمْ. He doesn't look at your figure and your body. If your mind is consumed with this concern, how I look, etc., then reflect over this hadith. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْزُرُ إِلَى سُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَى أَجْسَامِكُمْ. He doesn't look at that. What he looks at, la qulubikum wa amalikum. Outer figure, your complexion, your looks, all that doesn't is immaterial. Before Allah, it doesn't mean anything. For Allah Ta'ala to shape you, wa sawwarakum fa ahsana suwarakum, is easier than that artist that is drawing that art, you see. He will put in the touches as he wants. So for Allah Ta'ala to give you that surat and that figure and that look is easier. The artist will take him some time, you know, design, he will think now, how must I make the lips and how must I make the ears, all that, whatever it is. Allah Ta'ala is so simple. So simple, so basic and easy it is for Allah Ta'ala to give you that type of shape. So your intelligence and your understanding requires that don't fall behind this. Good food, good looks, good appearance. Mufti Sahib Rahmatullah used to say ke talib ilm aadmi to bura acha hota hai. Agar khana hua to kha liya, nahi mila to bhuka raha. That student mizadis, food was there, then you wiped it, mashallah, right? Was kichra, so you wipe the kichra, mashallah, enjoyed it, here, alhamdulillah. It wasn't there, whatever it was, you enjoyed it and finished. Apne kaam ke saath kaam. In other words, your focus is on work. If it was there, you didn't ignore it. Consider it as a ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala. And if it wasn't there, it's not a big problem now. Idea is to fill the tank. So that will fill the tank, this will also fill the tank. At least you've got something to fill the tank, to carry on. You've got the fuel. So why are you worried about food? Food, appearance, looks, clothing. All these things mean nothing. Abu Zughanuddin, they watch at the quality of your action. And all these things, they mean nothing to them. See? All these things mean nothing to them. What they watch and what they observe is the quality of your work. You're at this age, what have you done? What have you produced? Productivity, see? Like a machine, right? The one that is intelligent, the one that is in business, what does he look at? Does he look at the beauty of the machine? Or does he see the production of the machine? What does he see? If he's looking at the beauty of the machine and he's calling people and asking them to admire the beauty of the machine, then after a day or 2 days, the person says, "Bhai, your nuts are loose. Something wrong with you." Because I met anything, the shop, the layout and what. So beautiful, intact, this, that, cabinets and display and presentation. What production? What is needed to be seen is production. My one friend used to say, and this was more or less what Hazrat Hamzah said, he said it in his words. Hazrat said it in his words. Hazrat said it differently. Hazrat said, he was here somewhere and he saw a rose, you know, flower. So he says, yeah, Europe ka to nahi hai. So I wanted to know what Hazrati meant, Europe ka nahi. Then he explained. He says, Europe ka gulab to bara achha lagta hai, bara khubsurat lagta hai, lekin koi khushbu nahi hoti. There's no fragrance. It looks so nice. It's appealing. Kis kaam ka wo gul hai jisme boo nahi, aur kis kaam ka wo dil hai jisme tu nahi. Kis kaam ka wo gul. Gul means flower. Kis kaam ka wo gul hai jisme boo nahi, aur kis kaam ka wo dil hai jisme tu nahi. Allah Ta'ala isn't. What's the good of that heart? So Azadi explained it in this way. A Europe ka fool, isme koi khushbu nahi hota. Bada khubsurat lagta hai, lekin kuch khushbu nahi. And this friend of mine explained it in a different way. He says, you get married to an Indian girl. Because she may not have the looks, but there is production in her. There is production. She will work, she will bear your children for you, she will do all the dirty and clean work for you. Any work she'll do for you. And that European woman, by today I change the napkin, tomorrow you do it. Now you ask. Today's girls, now I'm going to ask them. You must also clean now. You must also do something. I'm telling you, it's a genuine thing. Ladies would say, you must also clean. There we were in 1982-81 in Hajj, Hazrat Jiram. Next to us was one Malay couple. So I see one day that the Malay, the Mulana, one day he does the work, one day his wife does the work. Napkins and everything works. Right. Now, that's the difference. Here, it's simple, but there's production. They'll do the work, they'll look after you, they take care of you, they do all that. And here, it's good talk and good looks. Uske alawa? Nothing. Time sharing. What? It is time sharing. We had our equal share, you must have your share as well. Time sharing. Distribution of work. You ever did that? Washing the child and putting napkins. I'll never do that. That's what he's more saying. Then you have to do it. You have to do it. You can't say whether you do it or not do it. You have to do it. So in this body of ours also, I'm just giving examples, you see, it's all examples to illustrate this point. The important thing is, after you are dead and gone, what was the productivity? What came out of this body? How much of good amal, sincerity, goodness, what came out of it? Farishtas also come and smell the body, what came out of it? They can get that fragrance, see? The body, they can pick it up. This person was doing this, this person did this, this person was doing this. They get that type of fragrance. فَمَا بَكَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّمَاءُ وَالْأَرْضِ The earth also weeps for the righteous person. The earth also weeps. And now no more I will hear the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And that heaven also weeps because that portion of the heaven used to accept his deeds. His deeds used to ascend, and the heavens were used to accepting his good deeds. So the heavens are crying, the earth is crying. When Hazrat Anwar Shah Kashmir Rahmatullah had passed away, some people's witness was, they witnessed that the jinnats were also crying. So this is when there is production in a person. Okay? There's production, there's some good that's coming out. The good is not only lazim, but it is mutaaddi. It's not just to the individual, it's moving on to others as well. Right? Then you'll find that the earth cries, people cry, the heaven cries, everybody is shaken up. Saad ibn Mu'az passed away, and ihtazza lahu al-arsh. Even the arsh of Allah Ta'ala had shaken up on account of his death. Sa'd ibn Mu'az. So it is this that is appreciated. Hazrat Ji Rahmatullah used to give that incident of that Sahabi that used to bring greens, greens, etc. to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rasulullah Pasam would give him some of the things that are prepared in the town. The way Rasulullah amused himself, he got him from the back, and that Sahabi saying, leave me, don't hold me. And then he realized that it was Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he allowed his back to rub against Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam for longer. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, and who will purchase this slave? And that man says, Ya Nabi Allah, if you sell me, you'll find me very, very reject, inferior. You won't fetch a good price because of my inferior quality. But Rasulullah says that though you don't have the looks, in other words, this is the meaning, you don't have the looks, you don't have that attraction, you don't have that, but in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, you're not inferior. Amongst people you may be inferior, no value you have. But in the sight of Allah Ta'ala, you're not inferior. By Allah Ta'ala, you are genuine. So this is what we need to bargain for. This is what we need to look for. Productivity, how much production you're getting out of us. And for this production, what is required is basic element is sincerity. we don't despise anybody. No matter who it is, we don't despise. There's a difference. One is not to despise, and one is Amar bil Ma'ruf. We are not required to be judgmental of anybody. You're Jahannami and you're Kafir and you're like that, that's not our business. But Amar bil Ma'ruf is a duty. By the same token, that we're not judgmental, it doesn't mean that we can't respect a bidati or a fajir and a fasik. Yes, we have that faith that he can be better. But it is a command of Allah Ta'ala that I don't respect this person now. That fasik or that fajir or that bidati, we don't respect him. It doesn't mean that you disrespect him, but you don't go out of your way to respect him. The reason for it is simple. The reason is, if you want to show him respect, then the rest of the people will be misled. He must be a great buzrug, this man. See, this alim is also respecting him. So they will ignore the bidat that he's doing, ignore the fisk and fujur that he's doing, and they will consider him to be a buzrug. See? So don't allow anybody to get misled. So you don't show him that respect. But that doesn't mean that you become judgmental about him. In a flash of a moment he can turn, can be better than all of us. But it's your duty not to respect him, number one, and to make Amar bin Ma'ruf, number two, Nahi al Munkar. That's a fine line, see. So this is our problem, that we quickly become judgmental, begin to decide about people, pass judgments about people. That's not our duty. That's not at all our duty. Our duty is to show anabu ilallah wa anibu ilallah. Turn to Allah Ta'ala with humility all the time. Namaz, out of namaz, with people, wherever. But our heart is turned towards Allah Ta'ala with humility. Remember that. If you got that, then this whole i'tikaf is a success, inshallah. That you can make wa'anibu ila rabbikum, returning to Allah Ta'ala with humility all the time, wherever you are, with people, friends, alone, but your heart with humility, with a feeling of helplessness, with a deep feeling of sorrow over your wrongs, remorse over your wrongs, returning towards Allah Ta'ala. So this must be a constant feature all the time. All the time, it must be a constant thing. Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayh, one woman left a child by him. So she came to see him after a year or so, and she saw that he's eating all dry bread, dry, hard crust he's eating. Then she comes by Sayyid sir, and he's eating murgh and pulao, whole roast, tandoori chicken he's eating. Yeah, my son is left for all this thing, for all Islam and all that. And you are very great. Tandoori chicken all you can push down. My son left all this thing here. Now woman like that. Must never get worked up with woman's statements. Never. Remember all your life. Don't get angry with them. But don't get moved with them also. Just take it calmly. So my son is left with the Islah. Huh? And the tandoori chicken all for you. So Sayyid Sahib Rahmatullah is a very great person. So he assembled the bones and he commanded Qum bi-iznillah. Feathers, everything came together and the thing came up. Said kukri kook. So he says to this lady that I am waiting for your son to come to this position, to this level. When he comes to this level, then he will eat tandoori like how I am eating tandoori. But at this present moment, the nafs in him is still active. The nafs has to be dried out. It's getting dried out. Nafs is totally dried out, then he'll come on to this position. That is why the Ahlullah, in the earlier stages, in the beginning, they don't encourage a lot of good food and whatever, a lot of good things, they don't encourage it. And we used to be in Jalalabad in those days, and the people in the Khanqah must eat the simple food. The mess, they must eat that food. So I used to wonder why, what is this? Well, South Africans, wherever we go, they have good toilet and good food. Then we can function. When I have good food or good toilet, you know, mine doesn't work right. Allah make us maaf. But then I realized this is the reason. That nafs has to be broken down. That ananiyat, that takabur and nafs, I deserve this, I must be like this. That has to be broken down. So you know, day after day, every day, sitting there, staying in the khanqah there for 4 months, 5 months, all the type of food you're seeing, every day I must see the same food. Every day I must see the same food. 1-2 days, alright, you know, or I make mujahada around 2 days, alright, but 4 months, 5 months, and you're not used, you're not eating, you're not seeing that excitement. It gets to your brains. Yeah? Right? So what Hazrati was doing is trying to break our nafs, this ananiyat, and this shaitan, this nafs that is in us, to break it down. Once it's broken down, then after that you'll do everything. But as long as that is not broken down, then the road ahead is blocked. You know, one thing is told to you, you see, someone tells you one thing, right? Someone shouts you, and 10 things will come on your head. Hey, but why he had to shout me? What I ate of him? How can he tell me such things? Doesn't he know I'm a Mulan also, I'm a Hafiz also, and I'm Qari Sahib also? Well, there's a way to talk, man. You know, he must talk correctly. So the 10 type of questions, 10 type of things will storm your mind. So that nafs now has to be broken down. Once the nafs is broken down, then you'll know, alright, this situation I need to be a little bit firm. But that firmness will not be because of nafs. It will be firm, but it's not because of nafs. Zaji has his words here. Ghusse ka izhar hoga na ke zuhur. In other words, it won't be that spontaneous anger. It will be a display of anger, but displaying anger, not a spontaneous anger. One is spontaneous. Hey, someone told you something, and there you just flipped. And one is now deliberately, and it's an anger that you are calculating and you're taking, you're showing off. Showing an anger, but that's a calculated and an anger that is being displayed, not natural. So now that nafs has to be broken down to that point where you can distinguish that spontaneous anger and that anger that has been calculated and worked up, you see. So this is why in the Khanqah they try and break you down like that. Now what we have to do here, at least, that just take everything as it comes. They tell you, alright, don't do this. Alright, yeah, boss, whatever you say. Alright, do this. Alright, I'll do this. Alright, today the curry was like this. Alright, now very good. So the namaz was like that. Alright, take it in that stride. Today the yes, you don't come near the pots. Go to near the pots. Or why? Everybody else can go, but I mustn't go. What he thinks of himself. Yeah, today now he's got a little bit of a position, so he's trying to assert his authority over me. See that nafs not sliced, it's not broken down. The nice nafs has to be broken down. Once it's broken down, then you are moving very well. Allah Ta'ala grant us that. Too.